Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Probably the story, not just in Florida, but all over the country, where one high school program turns out six NFL draftees in the same year, gets another as a undrafted free agent. Unbelievable is the word, and that's what everybody around the country is saying, what Coach Pat Surtain and his tremendous crew have done over the last six, seven, 8 years, and continuing to do more and more. And he's kind enough to join us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. And it's been probably one of those weeks for you that that you will remember for a lifetime, several lifetimes.
What's up, Blue Man? Thanks for having me. Yeah, it's been a whirlwind, man. Just everything that's going on, like you said, just happy for the kids and just knowing that all their hard work and dedication pay it off to live their lifelong dreams of playing the NFL is finally here. So just happy for the guy.
And obviously here it's like everybody's celebrating an anniversary, and the middle of it is a birthday, and it's your son's. And obviously here, of all the kids that you have taught and been around all, you know, since you've been there, your son has been a definite centerpiece. We remember in youth football and as an eighth grader, as he started to emerge, and the one thing I always remember, you never gave him any special treatment. You were harder on him than anybody, and you worked him, and obviously it paid off in a major way where for your whole family. Talk about that experience. I mean, because this thing didn't come overnight. I mean, this was a lot of years, a lot of sacrifices by your entire family to make sure that things ended up the way they did last Thursday evening.
Yeah, like you said, it's been a long road, man. I remember he started playing ball when he was five, and I didn't push him towards. He kind of gravitated towards it on his own naturally because he was around the game, you know, being in the locker rooms, running on the field, the practice field, the game field. You know, he was just around the game, so he took a liking to it and eventually took a loving to it. And just to watch him grow over the years, not only as a player but as a man, and just the hard work and that he put into his craft, you know, staying out to practice, you know, just doing the extra things. And it has been truly a blessing, man, to see how far he's come. But it's something that he's wanted since you know, I can remember, and it's finally come true. And, you know, I'm not the only one. Obviously, I'm the biggest part. But there's so many people that had, you know, a lot to do with his success, man, and his development as a player. So those guys should be credit as well.
That's what I was just going to say. I mean, here you are. I mean, you're an all-pro. You were one of the best that the Dolphins have had, and yet you felt comfortable enough to turn his development over to a Chad Wilson, to a Darryl Porter and such. Talk about that, because, I mean, that's high praise.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, those guys have been to the highs of the highs. Chad has two kids in the NFL. Darryl played in the NFL. His kid is in college now. So those guys know what they're doing, and they know the game. So I felt comfortable enough to kind of let them take the reins. Obviously, you know, on the weekends or at nights, we'll do our own thing some at a secret location, you know.
Sure.
To kind of get his game tight. But, you know, while I was the head coach, I let those guys handle them, and they've done a terrific job. And like I said, man, it takes a village. And there's so many more people that has something to do with the, not only Pat's success, yeah, but the success of the other six guys as well.
Yeah, no doubt. Head coach Pat Surtain, Plantation American Heritage. And I posted that thing earlier this week, which I thought was funny because Coach John Peacock, who thinks the world of you guys played him last year in Venice, he came up with this little list and he put it out and he had Plantation American Heritage 6 right above Clemson. And I thought that was, right, it was funny. But what a way to publicize this program. We hear, and for a great reason, we hear a lot about St. Thomas Aquinas and what they've done and mm-hmm. how many guys that they have. And, like I said, rightfully so with everybody, with, everybody who's involved with that program. But to have your school now, in the centerpiece, in a spotlight during a great weekend. And as you mentioned, not just with your son, but six other guys who will have a chance to play professionally. Talk about what that means as a coach, not just as a person and somebody who has feelings, but as a coach who watched them all get developed.
Yeah, it's awesome, man. Over the past couple of years, we've become one of the preeminent programs, not only in the state but in the country. And you can go back when Mike Rum was the head coach; those guys actually started it all, and then we're able to take it to a different level with Sony and Isaiah and those guys, Tavares, and then he's played a couple of years with Brian Burns and guys like that, but we've been able to establish ourselves as a national program, and to get that recognition, man, six guys in one draft will probably never be duplicated again. It's just an awesome feeling. Just bring attention not only to American heritage, but South Florida football in general, man. To have 12 guys go from Broward County, 17 total from Dade and Broward County combined, and then the numerous amount of free agents. I can truly say, even though I'm from New Orleans, and I think we have some pretty good ball in Louisiana, I can truly say that South Florida is the mecca of high school football. So it's a credit, man, to everybody, all the coaches down here who developed these kids without getting much reward for it. And just to have us on the map like that, man, it just tells a lot about the school. So it is great.
Yeah, it is a great school. Coach Pat Surtain joining us, American Heritage Plantation. Somebody I was talking to earlier this week said, do you think that Pat ever envisioned ever being a football coach when he was playing? Did you ever think about that at all or no? Because some guys do, they go, when I'm coaching. But did you ever think one day, or was this something because your son grew up and you wanted to be, he's going to play some youth football, and then you started getting back into it and looked like the boys were back in town with you and Aronde and the gang. Did you ever envision yourself ever being a head football coach at any level?
You know what? I did not while I was playing, but like you said, that's exactly how I started. When we got back from Kansas City, I was looking for a park for little Pat to play in, and finally put him in. Didn't know much about Little League down here because I had left for 4 years. So put him in West Miramar. Just being out there every day, I was like, why not lend a hand and help these guys out? Because I was the loud parent in the stands, just yelling at the coach. I said, I'm going to go out there and help these kids. And then it just progressed because he'd been going to American Heritage since kindergarten. So I was familiar with the school. And then when Mike took the job, brought me on, and then obviously me becoming the head coach, it wasn't nothing that I envisioned, but I can always remember, the guys who had a significant impact in my life. And those were my high school coaches and guys like that. So, when I started doing it, I took a liking to it, and now it's something that I love. I know people ask me all the time, when are you going to go to college or whatever? But, man, I'm comfortable with where I'm at right now. We have a tremendous program, tremendous kids, parents, and support from the school. And I think right now at this age level, it's just a perfect time to mold young minds. Yeah. And that's my calling right now, man. So that's what I'm doing right now, and I'm happy where I'm at.
And I agree with you. And I said that. I said Pat wouldn't want to go to college because how the heck is he going to travel and go to Denver so much? And this will actually give you guys a better leeway rather than having to fly to Tuscaloosa the morning of the game or late on a Friday night. So now you have a little bit of leeway, being in the NFL. And, again, Pat, I appreciate you joining. Congratulations. Great milestone. I know you're in the middle of spring concentrating on the 21 season, trying to get back to the state finals.
Absolutely.
And you guys are loaded again, I know, but rightfully so. And again, congratulations. Well-deserved, my friend. Well-deserved.
Lou, thanks for having me, man. No, anytime.
Good stuff. Coach Pat Surtain will wrap up hour number one. And what a time it was. Six kids drafted from one high school.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.